episode 276.
Well, you know, they keep telling us we're the future. One thing about this industry is that everyone's really willing to share their experiences and their knowledge. They know that the future of the industry rides on young people such as ourselves and the other students in the program with us. And they are so ready to help us kick off our career and share what they know and help us maybe not make the same mistakes that they may have made. And so that it reflects well on this industry and the quality of people in it.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Have you ever thought about where our beloved aftermarket seeds itself with the youth that will eventually take over for us? Well, get ready to be impressed with this interview as four Northwood University students and members of the Spark program talk about the opportunities they see as they plan to join the aftermarket workforce. Welcome to episode 276 as we highlight the Spark program that has created a three-day industry immersion program for selected collegiate students studying the aftermarket. Carm Capriato here, and this episode is supported by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Search for parts, get the latest technical updates, and sign up for their Garage Rewards Loyalty Program at their website, fmmotorparts.com. Hey, did you get the amazing Remarkable Results Radio listening app yet? Want every episode at your fingertips? Want a stop and start feature? Do you want every show synopsis at your fingertips? And do you want to see the picture of the episode's guests? Well, get to your smartphone or tablet, search your app store for Remarkable Results Radio, download it, and get access to the premier aftermarket podcast. Discover solutions from your colleagues, learn about trending topics, and listen to learn just one thing. Get the insights, ideas, and inspiration through stories to further your business or career. Hey, never hesitate to let me know what is on your mind and offer suggestions or ideas for future guests or topics. Reach out to me, Carm, at remarkableresults.biz. Hey, thanking my newest Facebook friends, Jim Garris, Heather Seven, and Aaron Stokes, and to my new LinkedIn connections, Scott Groen, Wayne Watson, and Evan Brodoff. Don't hesitate to get on board to my LinkedIn or Facebook pages. Find the links at remarkableresults.biz/social. Hey, you're about to hear another in a long list of interviews recorded at Apex 2017. This is a very unique interview as you get a chance to listen to four members of our industry's future. Spark is an initiative of Multiparts, a family-owned American company. Multiparts Chairman Barry Cohn, his son Brian, and Jeff Stankard, through Donna Wagner at Northwood University, helped gather these four Spark 2017 members for this interview. Now, Spark is a three-day intense showcase of the global automotive aftermarket for a select group of students that are studying the aftermarket. Spark programming combines large and small group gatherings, one-to-one meetings, guided tours, personal introductions, and other engagement opportunities within Apex. Spark places attendees side by side with the industry's leadership and exposes them to all the opportunities that this global automotive aftermarket offers. In this interview, our Northwood students Tyler McCartney, Nicholas Holton, Christopher Berry, and Zach Rizzo. Was I impressed with these young men, and I know you will be too. They've received an unprecedented immersion into the aftermarket at the start of their careers, all because of Spark. Learn about the personal value, this three-day experience, and what this process gave to them. Most importantly, listen for the spark, well, that's no pun intended, in their long-term view of their own opportunities as they see unfolding in front of them. Hey, by the way, get additional information on Spark and bio information on my guests at the show notes page, remarkableresults.biz/E276. Hey, hats off to Multiparts for having the vision to create a program that takes college-level aftermarket students and joins them with industry professionals for a personal guide through the aftermarket and where else at the largest global aftermarket expo, Apex. You'll agree with me, we're in good hands. Now listen to Tyler McCartney, Nicholas Holton, Christopher Berry, and Zach Rizzo. Apex 2017, one more time, another great interview coming your way. We're on the level two at Apex, and I've got this great honor to sit and discuss with four students from Northwood University who are in the Spark program. And many of you may not know what the Spark program is, but A friend of mine, way back in the day from Buffalo, New York, we were in the parts business together, Barry Cohen. He built this program to bring our industry's youth that are in college studying automotive aftermarket to Apex and to hook them up with guiding lights to walk them through the program and to listen to our industry's luminaries in these private settings. Wow, guys. Nicholas Holton, Zach Rizzo, Christopher Berry, and Tyler McCartney. Welcome, guys. Say hi.
How's it going?
Perfect. Right on time. I love it. Everybody at once. Perfect. We've got so much to talk about, but one of the things that I have to ask you all is this. On Tuesday, I interviewed a guy named Mort Schwartz, and I won the Mort Schwartz Excellence in Education Award this year, and I had a chance to interview Mort. Now, you guys heard Mort. So I'm going to go around the room because Mort's important to me. What'd you think of Mort's speech, Zach?
Very intelligent guy. Knows the industry from front to back. Knows it well. Very people person. He wants everyone to succeed, but also treating his customers the best possible way.
Chris, what'd you think?
Absolutely. He's also very humble. Mort's a very, very knowledgeable guy. And he's been in the industry for years and years, and we just appreciated him taking his time out of his day to share some things with us.
How about you, Tyler?
Mort was great, gave us a lot of good tips about just, you know, how to develop yourself in the aftermarket, how to have some sort of drive towards your goal, and that was stuff that some industry leaders don't like to take the time out to give, so it was very thankful to have the opportunity to talk with him.
Like all of them said, he was a great guy, learned a lot from him, and just respect him for his time, giving his time to us to teach us what he knows and help us in further our careers.
How'd you pick Northwood?
I chose Northwood Professionalism. There's other schools out there, but Northwood, really, it's a family of business. They want their students to succeed, and it's an outstanding university.
They focus on aftermarket, which is nice, and you know, not many colleges focus directly on the aftermarket as a business aspect. And it's a very small, tight-knit community at Northwood, and it's just a really good place to start your career and help you succeed in the business world.
Which one of you guys is the service, who's right in service right now, working at a shop?
I am.
You are, Tyler. Did Northwood come about in your world because of this experience?
Well, this experience came after Northwood. Northwood came into my line of vision in high school, and they gave a great sales pitch when I went to go visit, and it ended up being the only college I wanted to go to and applied for.
Excellent. So he's right in service. He's doing shop work. And you know, majority of my listeners are shop owners and technicians. Do you like what you're doing with that?
I do. I really handle everything business related there. I do all accounts payable, accounts receivable. I do all the purchasing, and I do all the scheduling. So Northwood and being in my aftermarket classes has prepared me well for that. Nothing, you know, that I made mistakes along the way working there.
And you will continue to make mistakes along the way. I made a dozen before I got here today.
But it's been great. If I did not, you know, stumble across Northwood one day, I would not have my job now. Wouldn't be at Apex.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't be here either if it wasn't for Northwood, and we're just very happy and lucky to be here.
Listen, I got to tell you, this is a cool program. I didn't know about it. And, of course, I didn't know it was Barry and his son that lead this, and Jeff Stankard from Multiparts, who's basically the manager of Spark. And when I found out about it and I looked at who some of the guiding lights were and the people, I know a lot of the people that you've met over the years. So this immersion process into Apex, what really happens, and tell me if I'm wrong here, is part of the program is not only getting a chance to meet and hear from some great aftermarket legacy professionals, you get a chance to get out and on a one-on-one basis, you get a person assigned to you called a guiding light. Am I right?
Yep.
Tell me about your experience with guiding light, Chris.
So I walked around with Ira Davis on Tuesday, and Ira's also another wealth of knowledge in the industry, been in the industry for many, many years. And he walked us around not only the downstairs international part of the show, but also the main floor, and introduced me and another Spark student to tons of people that he knew, and asked the guys to give us some advice on how to be successful and how to really differentiate yourself as a student coming into the industry. So it was a great experience. I can't thank him enough, and it was awesome.
Zach, who were you with?
I was with Marty Gold and Julian from GPD. Both individuals were outstanding. Few tips they gave me. I remember Marty Gold was telling me how important to deliver quality to your customers. It's very, in this industry, it's very people oriented. So he's like, delivering a premium product to your customers is very key in this industry. And Julian, I was able to sit down with some one-on-one meetings, got an in-depth look of how the industry's shaping, how they interact with their customers, which was an outstanding experience. We're constantly in the books at Northwood, but when we're able to go to these events, we really understand the industry at a real life level, which is outstanding. I really enjoy it.
And that's what makes us different than everyone else, is that we put students in real life situations, give them real life networking opportunities. You know, we can sit there and study and go to class all we want, but we're not going to learn half as much as we would coming out to Apex.
And I think a lot about kids in university right now, that if they're not pushed to go to events like this and get pushed to be out there, they're not necessarily going to go do it themselves. So I think Northwood does it great by making you have to have an internship, get you in the business world before you're actually in the business world.
So you guys are really kind of thrown into the deep end of the pool.
Absolutely.
You could say that, yeah.
Yeah, it's really it's a great visual, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things that really differentiates Northwood, and is actually one of the draws for me to come to the school, is that they give you these unique opportunities to get into the industry, get your feet wet, meet people that have been in the industry for years and have just a wealth of knowledge that they're ready to share with the young people. So it's really, they have some great programs going on, and they've really helped us out.
I'm talking with Jonathan Cicchelli, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Now, you're visiting shops every day, so when you put product in the hands of the technicians and service advisors, what are they saying?
Going back to Federal Mogul's long-term presence in the industry, they already know the product, and some of them we don't have to say much about. It's the newer product, the latest innovations that we come out with that just blow people away.
So, Jonathan, you take that brand new OEX pad and you put it into the hands of a technician. What happens?
They look at it and are kind of speechless for a couple seconds, and they just can't deny that it's an awesome-looking product, and they can't deny that it's going to work fantastic on their vehicles.
Now, another phenomenal product line that is just one of the most iconic brands in the entire industry is Moog. Now, there's a lot going on with Moog.
The newest thing with Moog is going to be, I think, the most important thing to the shops is a newer design ball joint that we created. And that was off of technicians' responses to a boot design.
That's that compression-loaded ball joint with the pre-installed integral dust boot?
Absolutely. And as soon as I pull that out of a box and show a technician or a shop owner, they just were like, this is amazing.
So, Jonathan, would you say that you're a champion for Federal Mogul Motor Parts and all the premium products?
Absolutely.
And a champion for all the training?
I'm very big on training. I've always been in training since I've been in the professional field. So, just to come back and support on the other end has just been an awesome experience.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. So I'm assuming you've never been to Apex before.
No.
Have you ever been to a show this size before?
Not this scale.
This is
all right. So
huge.
You walk into the, you know, the main room, and you're saying, I've got to see this, look at that, oh my God, and I got to listen to my guiding light. So what do you do first?
First foremost is listen.
Listen.
That was key. Don't get lost.
Oh, you guys were all paid to say the right thing. This is great. I love it. Don't get lost. But I guess my point is, if I was in your shoes and I was walking into Apex and I'm going to college into the aftermarket, and for wherever your careers are going to go, and I'm going to say, wow, if I had resumes, yeah, I could put out 1,000 of them.
Easily.
There's 2,200 booths here, I believe, but my. So I guess when you go home, are you going to be even more engaged in thinking that life after graduation is huge for you guys?
100%.
Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
We've heard opportunity, opportunity, opportunity constantly this week, and I truly believe it. I'm humbled to say I've been to HGAW in Vegas as well as the ASA Vision Conference, and all these conferences that are there for the students to go check out through Northwood is just phenomenal.
Vision last year?
Yes.
You know, I was there with the studio.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So
you are the lifeblood of our industry. That's the whole key to Spark. I mean, you know, I really think in essence. Do you realize that?
Well, you know, they keep telling us we're the future. One thing about this industry is that everyone's really willing to share their experiences and their knowledge. They know that the future of the industry rides on young people such as ourselves and the other students in the program with us. And they are so ready to help us kick off our career and share what they know and help us maybe not make the same mistakes that they may have made. And so that it reflects well on this industry and the quality of people in it.
You know what, guys? I never found out, Tyler, who took you around? Who was your guiding light?
I was with Kevin Judge as well as Drew Conklin. Kevin was a Northwood alumni from BCA Barings Now. And what was really special about being with him was that, well, number one, him being a Northwood alumni, but number two, he said anything he could do connection-wise, the man knows so many people, it doesn't matter where he is, he could be working for BCA, he could be working for whoever, he would still do everything he can to help me out starting in the industry. And Drew was the same way. Drew works for Gates right now, and it was anything you need. So it was just another connection.
All the companies you mentioned are just great companies, and I love it. Anything you would need. Whoa.
Well, it's funny. You get put in these situations, and Zach and I were walking down by the escalators yesterday, and the CEO and president of Motorrad came up to us, Matthew Buchholz, and he hands us a business card. He's like, anything you guys need, don't worry. Just give us a call. It's amazing.
Yes.
You know, the doors that can be opened at an event like this is incredible.
And this industry is so people-oriented, which I love about it, but they're willing to care for us. And we on our business card, it says the future. I think it's very important, though, that we have industry leaders mentoring us, making sure we are taking each step correctly. And also is like we can work with corporations to try to support more internships and things like that. Maybe more companies getting into the education, promoting the young talent and trying to get more kids. I don't think it's advertised like the aftermarket. I think many students don't know what the aftermarket is from other universities.
I would agree. I think what's so great about the aftermarket and what people need to realize is that it's not just for car people.
Exactly.
I grew up a car person. I'm in love with automobiles, but there are finance jobs, there's accounting jobs. It's a business like anything else. And, you know, coming to Apex, whether you're a car person or not, you're not only putting your foot in the door, but you're kicking it right in. You need to, seriously, you have a great networking opportunity regardless of what your major is.
Yeah, and a simple phone call to any of these guys could literally change our lives. And I don't think people understand about how much a connection, a network can help you out. You know, people don't think a simple phone call or an email will help them in a big way, but it really does.
It's going to be big. Who was your guiding light?
I had John LaSalle, Jeff Stankard, Keith Foreman, and then Ted Hughes.
Wait a minute, were you that tough they had to give you four?
Pretty much, yeah. It was pretty crazy.
Big man on campus.
Yeah. One of the greatest things that I picked up was just going to these business meetings with them. And we actually talked to one of their foreign manufacturers. And just communication is what I learned that is so big in the industry. Communication is everything I learned. Because the one guy didn't speak any English whatsoever. And just trying to communicate and tell them what we wanted and what we thought about the products and everything was a big task, and it was just great to see, a great experience.
It's a global industry that we're in.
Yep.
And so do you ever go out with your friends and have a cup of coffee somewhere, and they say, so what are you going to college for? And you say, I'm going to work in the automotive aftermarket. And they say, and what's that?
It's easier to say supply chain sometimes.
Maybe it is. I get it.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we're responsible for, like, the third in our GDP in our country, and people just don't know that.
It's so funny because it's such a big industry, and that's one of the things that we learn, you know, coming to these events is it's so widespread, and they supply, you know, the entire world with transportation needs. But, you know, I was paired up with Judy Love of Schaeffler, and yesterday, you know, I had never heard of Schaeffler until yesterday. Come to find out, they're one of the top five automotive manufacturers in the world. And so I think this industry has a little bit of a branding problem. So we need to really find a way to attract young students, the same people that are being attracted by, you know, Silicon Valley and the tech companies right now are the same people that we need in this industry really driving change and driving innovation.
Now here's a guy who is going for an accelerated 4 years master's program
And then you're going to go for an MBA in marketing.
Yes, yes, sir.
He was speaking like a good marketer. Did you hear that? You know, we have a branding issue. Did you hear that?
You pick up the lingo when you spend a lot of time with the guys in the industry.
It was just great. So, did you meet anybody besides your guiding lights that really will be a great memory that you're going to take away?
Honestly, just most of the people you meet are so friendly and willing to help that you kind of remember most of them. And I don't know, it's just such like a, you said, a big industry, but it's such a tight community that everyone knows almost everyone. So I just think everyone I met made somewhat of an impression on me, and I will learn from what they said.
I mean, for sure, Brian and Barry Cohn for Multiparts, outstanding individuals, very caring for the young generation. I couldn't be more thankful for have them. I could call them if I needed something. I have their emails, all that. That to us is so important. They're very industry leaders, and it's huge that they take their time and finances to support this program, which I couldn't be more thankful for.
Absolutely. I agree with you. All the Multiparts guys have been really great to us. We can't thank them enough. But another guy that I found really intriguing is Rich Jolivet. So he works with Advance. And it's amazing reading his bio and looking at his career. And it's similar to a lot of the people we've met. He started from the bottom. He learned the industry from the bottom up. And really, it brought to light the fact that when you have firsthand experience, that's going to set you apart from the pack. So, regardless of whether you're getting a master's degree in 4 years or whatnot, it's important to get that firsthand, feet-wet experience, in the industry.
Absolutely. And I know I've been preceded by it, but I want to, again, thank Multiparts and Spark, because without them, none of this would have been possible. And including meeting people like Larry Pavey and Howard Kenston, who are huge industry leaders and very successful people, and just hearing what they had to say about the aftermarket, what's changed. The biggest theme with everybody we met was either evolve or learn how to change or expire and die. If you can't learn how to change, like the industry changes, you're not going to survive in it.
You just mentioned Larry Pavey. I've interviewed Larry along with John Passante. There's a great industry episode out there, and you also heard from Derek Kaufman. Derek and I have done two episodes together, so you got to go out and listen to them, because if you heard Derek in your presentation and then you hear Derek on my interviews, the interviews with me, you're going to learn a whole bunch of neat new stuff, and hopefully you'll look at that as a resource as you're moving in the aftermarket. And I also loved, Tyler, it may have been you that said, or maybe it was you, Chris, the bottom up, which you said that?
Yeah.
And when I think about when technicians are graduating out of their two-year program to go turn wrenches, they're being told that they're going to make so much money. Sometimes they don't really understand that they have to really start somewhere, and then they have to take the skills that they currently have and improve upon them and build and grow. You guys get that, it seems.
Yeah, it's really, this industry, like Tyler said, it's in a constant state of change. So, everyone's learning, everyone's trying to grow and build their skills. And someone who can come from, the repair side and be a mechanic and then, grow his people skills, be a manager, learn that first line experience, you can do a lot. You don't have to come from some prestigious university in this industry to be successful. You just have to work hard and treat people well, and that's another thing that we've learned this week.
A lot of topics we were talking about, the topic of constantly learning, constantly being curious of what, ask questions, and I think that's very important for us young generation to never feel satisfied for being done. You need to keep learning, keep getting better, read books on the industry, read things on finance, anything, always want to learn, and that's where I think the industry leaders now who are about to retire, that is their biggest thing. They kept telling us to remember, always constantly learn. And I think that was the best advice I got all out of all this week.
Aren't you a curious generation? I mean, with the technology, doesn't technology drive that curiosity?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. I mean, you have the whole world at your fingertips at any time. So, it takes no effort to take a thought. I wonder about this. You just look it up and there you go. So it's definitely a mark of our generation.
Yeah, one thing that Larry said yesterday is that it's not the aftermarket that's going to change, it's the world that's going to change. And that's a very almost bold thing to say, and it's hard to think about, really.
Yeah, it's interesting. He was talking about, anti-lock brakes and disc brakes becoming a thing. And those were some of the big changes that he witnessed, in his career in the aftermarket. And And he brought to light the fact that we're entering the market at a time where, you know, these changes that are happening, autonomous vehicles and electric vehicles, these are changes that aren't just going to change our industry, but are going to change the world and change the way that people move. And it's exciting to be on the cutting edge of that change.
I know. And I lived through so many of those advancements in technology in our vehicle that we look back and say, yawn, you know, are you kidding me? And everybody said, disc brakes, well, I guess I'm going to go out of business. And, you know, HEI ignition. Those are just fun stories to sit around with us old timers and talk about the doom and gloom of the industry. And Larry brought up a great point.
Absolutely.
I could listen for him talk for hours.
He's very
intelligent.
He's a great guy.
And what a humble guy as well. You know, Barry and Brian were like, they introduced him and they said, oh, you know, he's a great leader. And he says, I hope that's true. So it's amazing. And that seems to be a theme among the people that we've met is, you know, all the really successful guys, they're not out boasting about their accomplishments or anything. They're just humble to be here, and they're just very genuine people.
How'd the process work? How did you get here? I mean, how were there 10 people selected to be part of the Spark Group? Can you just anyone take me behind the scenes how this works?
So there's an application process, and so they go through, and obviously they vet the applicants, and they make sure that, you know, who they're choosing really cares about the industry, and they do their research, and then Multipart selects 10 students that they think would be a good fit for the program. So then we make sure that we get ourselves here. And
okay, essays, anything like that?
Yeah, we had to write an essay to apply for it. Once you apply, you write an essay, and then they'll read it and, you know, just talk to Donna, see if you're up for it, see if you are willing to do it, and you're the right person for it, because it's a, you know, it's a big task. You're leaving home long days, you know, get up at 6 in the morning and you're going till 9 at night, and not everyone can do that. So it takes a special person, I think, to come out here and actually put in your 100%, meet with these people, try your best, and learn as much as you can, because that's why you're here.
So, mentors, are you ever going to become a mentee of somebody? I mean, does Northwood have a program like that? Or are you walking out of here with a mentor?
All the industry leaders said mentoring. You as an individual, you can mentor as well as try to find someone that you can talk to, even inside your corporation, outside, someone that gives you a lot of guiding advice. And I think that's very important. I would say my mentor is my father and my uncle, and I'm always constantly trying to better myself financially as well as in my career. So I think it's a cool thing.
Industry, based on being here, did you find someone that you'd love to have be your aftermarket mentor?
I think any of the guys from Multiparts, I think they really, really care for this young.
Yeah, they're genuine guys. They're really genuine guys.
I think any of us could give them a call, and they would answer right back, give us feedback, which would be outstanding.
And I think to find a mentor, it builds over time, so you don't just talk to him once and then he's finally your mentor. I think it builds and builds, and you'll make a connection with him, a relationship, and then it just happens organically, and that's how you become one.
You know, Carm, I think one thing that's great about coming here is I think we're all walking out of here with 15, 20, 30 mentors. And really, one of the things that we were listening to at the Yang Town Hall yesterday was the fact that a mentor-mentee relationship is a two-way street. So, you know, we have the ability to grow all these relationships because we've met so many people. So as long as we go back, we follow up and really utilize these people as mentors, it's, you know, we could have as many as we need.
Yeah, Chris, I agree with you 100%. It is a two-way street. Everyone in the industry is constantly, you know, continuing to learn, and like we said, with change coming and the world changing, it's important for us as younger generations to bring our ideas, and, you know, our mentors can show us traditional ways of things being done, but they're going to look at us being, you know, the future of how, you know, the new marketplace is and how new future customers are going to react. It's a total two-way street.
Absolutely. I think we've become mentors to some of these guys as well, you know, coming into the industry, sharing some fresh ideas, and it really is a two-way street.
That's a great, great point, because we really do need to learn from your perspective how you see what we're doing, because we can pull a lot of levers up top based on where the movement is down below, because we want you to be in our industry. We want you to stay in our industry. We want you to have fruitful careers in our industry, and we want you to be the Larry Pavies and the Mort Schwartz in just a few years.
That's what we hope.
Yeah, that would be nice.
To talk to
that would be nice.
The new Spark Group, right?
what a great career path to think about, that one day you could be invited back to speak to the Spark Group.
Yeah, but I really can't stress, the Spark program is the greatest program I've ever been a part of. It really helps us, help kickstart our careers, and I really could not thank them enough.
Guys, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming. Getting up this early on the last day of the show, my, I was wondering if you guys were going to show up on time, and you did. Thank you so much. One final thing. Each of you, your biggest takeaway. Now, I know you probably have already told us this, but I think we're all curious if you've thought a thought about what you're leaving with, and you go to your significant other, you go to mom or dad, you go back home, and they say, okay, what was it like? What were the first words out of your mouth?
Other than incredible, it get started. You know, we're all very excited. I think all of us can agree we want to get started in this industry. We want to start leveraging opportunities and start making an impact.
I was going to say opportunity. There's opportunity everywhere, and I don't think people in the outside of the industry know, but there is so much opportunity that I didn't even know of until I saw it.
Yeah, opportunity. And as well as network, it's such a people business, and I really, truly believe that's the reason why I want to pursue this industry.
Absolutely, and to go off what Zach said, I think my biggest takeaway is just to treat people the way that you want to be treated. And if you respect people in this industry, you work hard, you're gonna make a name for yourself, and you're gonna go far. The sky's the limit. Exactly.
Good stuff, guys. Nicholas Holton, Zach Rizzo, Christopher Berry, Tyler McCartney. Thank you all so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's a great time.
Best of luck in your entire career.
Thank you.
Thank you as well.
Hey, thank you, Tyler McCartney, Nicholas Holton, Christopher Berry, and Zach Rizzo. Great interview. I'm proud that you're finding the aftermarket so vibrant and the opportunities so immense. Hey, do you agree with me that our future is in good hands? High fives go to Barry Cohn, Multiparts Chairman, Brian Cohn, Multiparts President, and Spark Manager, Multiparts Vice President, Jeff Stankard. And P.S. to Professor Donna Wagner from Northwood University for coordinating the interviews. This interview answers a whole bunch of questions about the future of our industry. We are concerned about solutions of the tech shortage and the aging shop owners. The Spark program addresses other segments of the aftermarket channel, and we can use the design of this program to do more immersion on the collegiate technician side of the industry. The exposure at Apex does serve up the enormous opportunities of our $354 billion industry. Hey, don't forget about the show notes for this episode, remarkableresults.biz/E276. Hey, thanks, and talk soon.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.